Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2408. The Scale is a Liar: Why It Doesn't Matter for Fat Loss, by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hello, happy new year, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end after the ads. All right, and with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. The Scale is a Liar: Why It Doesn't Matter for Fat Loss, by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. Once a month on Sunday morning, my partner and I roll out of bed, strip off our clothes, stay with me here, and step on the bathroom scale. It's one way we monitor our health. My partner goes first. They're smiling ear to ear because they lost 4 pounds. I'm feeling optimistic after an 8-hour sleeping fast. My belly feels flat and I feel light. With butterflies in my stomach, I step on the scale. My heart sinks because I'm up 2 pounds. My first instinct is to freak out. After all, I've conditioned myself over the last 20-something years to put a lot of weight, no pun intended, into that number that blinks back at me from the scale. My mind is racing. Maybe I shouldn't have had that last glass of wine last weekend. Maybe I shouldn't have had that second slice of pizza on a lunch date 2 weeks ago. My first instinct is to beat myself up over it. I suck. Even though intellectually I know better, it takes a long time to undo years of emotional conditioning. The ironic part is that I'm not even trying to lose weight. So where do those butterflies come from? Why do I feel nervous stepping on a scale even though I'm happy with my current body? Why do I care about 2 pounds anyway? I know I feel an emotional connection to the scale, even when there's not much at stake, and I can vividly remember that feeling when I was desperately trying to lose weight all those years ago. I know that it feels like the scale really matters, but let me explain why it doesn't matter at all. Why your scale weight doesn't matter. After stepping on the bathroom scale and feeling a little defeated, I headed over to CryoNation in Grapevine, where they have an in-body body composition analyzer scale. My results? I learned that yes, I gained 2 pounds, but my body fat analysis showed that I gained muscle and lost body fat. That's actually the best result I could have hoped for. More muscle equals a higher metabolism. 2 pounds of muscle on the scale is a great achievement. My hard work in the gym is paying off. Now I'm thrilled with my result of a 2 pound gain. I think I'm officially allowed to use the gains hashtag now. The less knowledgeable me would have seen a 2 pound weight gain on the scale and would have tried to diet harder and run more, which would have made things worse, maybe even have undone my positive progress. The bathroom scale doesn't tell the whole picture, especially when you're lifting weights. You have to measure your body composition to know your real results. A lower number on the scale is not always a good thing. If you lose muscle with fat, that would be a poor result because it lowers your metabolism and becomes harder to maintain your weight loss when you lose muscle. A higher number on the scale is not always a bad thing. Like in my results, the number was higher, but it showed an increase in muscle and a decrease in fat. The scale only measures body weight. The scale only measures your overall body weight, and that number is pretty much irrelevant to your overall health. When you're trying to lose weight, it is imperative that you focus on fat loss and not just weight loss. Ideally, we want to lose fat and gain or maintain muscle. You do this by eating adequate amounts of protein and including resistance training in your workouts. Muscle is more dense than fat, so a pound of muscle takes up less space in your body than a pound of fat. 150 pounds with a low body fat percentage looks completely different than 150 pounds of a high body fat percentage. More muscle and less fat equals a smaller size body no matter what the number on the scale says. Toss your scale out the window. The bottom line is that if you lose 2 pounds of fat and gain 2 pounds of muscle, the scale weight will be exactly the same. Your body composition and metabolism would have improved, but your weight would stay the same. The scale would imply that you're not making progress and you may feel frustrated when in fact, you made wonderful progress. Toss the scale out the window, well, make sure it's open first, and focus on fat loss. You just listened to the post titled, "The Scale is a Liar, Why It Doesn't Matter for Fat Loss," by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I've ranted about this many times and completely agree with today's author, Leah. The body weight scale can be very misleading. So whenever I talk to patients or clients about weight loss and weight management, I tell them it may be more important to find other ways to track their progress. For example, how their old clothes are fitting. Do they find that a pair of pants that they couldn't fit into before is now back in rotation? Then that means progress is being made. The number on the scale may not have changed, but if belts are being tightened around those pants, then they're on the right track. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode and the first episode of the new year. Here's wishing you a wonderful and prosperous new year. And of course, I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.